whether it is the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, Canada, or the NASCAR Hall of Fame right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, there is a Hall of Fame for just about everything. A Hall of Fame is usually a building with images, memorabilia, and interesting facts of famous people. You can read about their successes, perhaps some sports statistics, and find out things you normally would not have known. It's always interesting to discover who has been inducted into a Hall of Fame. The Bible has its own Faith Hall of Fame in Hebrews 11. The author shares a more detailed list of Faith Hall of Famers, and then he says this, "And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed enemies." That's pretty impressive faith. The author continues by sharing how many of the faithful were imprisoned, tortured, or martyred for their faith. Their stories inspire us and give us strength. Many of us might proclaim we would like to have faith like these men and women. And here's the beauty, we can. But it might not be like you think. Faith is not about us, it is confidence in God. It is assurance that God is for us. Ordinary men and women can do amazing things. Not because of who they are, but because of who they know and believe. Their lives become a testimony of a good and faithful God. This great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 11 reminds us to keep our eyes on the one who is faithful, Jesus. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Every year, there are new inductees to the various halls of fame. I like to believe the Faith Hall of Fame is also growing. Who knows what names we will see listed among the faithful? We do know it will be those who fix their eyes on Jesus and follow Him. He is the pioneer and the one who perfects our faith. We don't need to be nestled off into some special hall of fame. We are to live in the house of the Lord. Let's keep fixing our eyes on Jesus, the one whose faith is the most important and whose joy is our salvation. I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.